Hare Krishna, can I please have your attention for a very brief moment? So my dear devotees, our goal in doing japa is to become absorbed, not in the body, not in the many, many subjects that occupy our mind during our life, but we wish to become absorbed in Krishna. And the main road we take, the road of absorption, is to start with His name. So on an initial platform, we don't absorb in anything else than in the sound vibration of His holy name. Now, the process of absorption is something very interesting. Someone is, for instance, absorbed in writing a letter. When the process takes hold of him so entirely that he or she may not be aware of any other things. An incoming message on the mobile telephone is not capturing the attention. One is totally absorbed in this. Or someone who is hungry and after a long time gets a nourishing meal becomes so absorbed in taking it that when a person enters the room, he or she may not take notice, and even if the eater hears the door is opening and closing, the meal has captured his or her entire attention, so he or she may just throw a momentary glance who has come in the door, but then return to the nourishing meal. Absorbing, in other words, it takes hold of our attention. In sadhana, to be absorbed is described with words as ekagrata, for instance, single-mindedness or pointed-mindedness. The mind, like a torch, is which has a function to focus it, is single-pointedly engaged with one thing. We hear in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that in the second part there is Gop Kumar who sees a new kama in the spiritual path, and he notices, although this person knows so many sadhanas, he still lacks one pointed, and the word ekagra is used there, absorption in the holy name. So there are ways in which this absorption is attained. What we have heard so far is, what do we do with the mind? Mana samharanam, someone said of you. Yes, we just collect and the mind and repeatedly bring it to the chanting. To absorb the mind further, we keep it pure. Shuddha, we avoid interruptions and therefore keep monam, the silence. Now the next point, and I would request our computer, Noah, yes, is, can you read what it is? Mantrata Chintanam, yes. I'm sorry, I need the other glasses, but actually I know it by heart. It is absorbing the mind in the meaning of the mantra. How have we contemplate the mantra's meaning? Now this is something that is bringing us to the next level of our chanting. The mind is our most important friend when it is engaged in helping us in our true purpose. It can be our worst enemy when it distracts us from our true purpose. And what we do with the mind on that level, on the next level, is we absorb it in the meaning of the mantra. I'm well aware of Prabhupada's, there are two quotations I'm aware of, where Prabhupada was asked, what do we do with the mind when we chant? And Prabhupada answers typically, and this is often quoted in our movement, what is the question of the mind? You chant and you hear. No mind is there. Just chant, hear. And I'm always saying, yes, Prabhupada, that is for someone who is a pure devotee. For us, our mind constantly flies into and brings subject matters. This is not the only quotation which Prabhupada has left us with the chanting. Someone who quotes Prabhupada, it is a sacred responsibility to actually quote the entirety of Prabhupada's statements and not select just one quote. That is not good practice to select one thing which someone said and ignore the rest. So yes, he has given us a meaning. Please engage me in your service. This is Prabhupada keeps here in line with Jiva Goswami, who also says, we must practice mantata chintanam. I will now give you another meaning, which is quoted by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in both Harinam Chintamani and Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita. But I'm really not happy that I take so much time. Are you with me? It would be very easy if I can just talk very concise and just see. And those of you who still chant, this is the time to momentarily pause the chanting and then start it very soon again. Yes? Good. The steps before is you sit properly by aligning the body. Please do so. Sit in an attentive listening behavior. This gets now very serious. You have to be very attentive. Some of you are still hunched over. That's not... now we are going to go a step further. You will need to be a little disciplined, everyone. We want to now pacify the mind by taking a few deep breaths. Breathing, in the Kapila Muni explains in the third canto, is like fire that purifies the mind. Just breathe in and out a little. Not in a forced way, in a gentle, aware way. There are ratios in which you can breathe in and out, but that comes later. I don't think you will do it, so I will not talk about it. Just as it naturally comes. Let us all now say together the mantra. When you hear the bol, ha, ri, bol, then after the bol, is where we chant. Hari Bol means to chant Hare Krishna, so chant the name of Hari. So Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Please continue. Focus on the first Hari which comes now. Yes. As you are chanting, be aware of each syllable. Okay. Continue to chant in this manner. And now, as you continue, listen to the meaning of the first Hari. Continue, chant, chant, chant. In one voice, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. In one voice, Prabhu. Yes, very good. He Hare, Machitam Hritva Bhava Bandhanan Mochaya. First Hari means, O Radha, I can't hear you. Krishna, Krishna, it seems to be very early for you. Where is your focus? I can't hear that as of yet. Focus more. Yes. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Yes. Gentle focus. Okay, once again. Where's your focus? Oh, you are so unfocused. I have never heard such a group. Oh, Radha. Oh, Radha. Oh, Radha. Please capture my inner heart, Chittam, and deliver me from the bondage of material life. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Machitam Akashaya. O Krishna, please pull my heart to you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. And the second Hare. Hey Hare. Swamhadhu yena machitam hara. O Radha, please steal my heart with your sweetness. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Yes, please pause your chanting here. Thank you. Those of you who are interested to pursue this, you can Google or WhatsApp, or I'm not so good, Gopa Guru Goswami's meanings of the holy name. If you I don't know if this book, The Living Name, is anywhere in the internet space. If it is, or if you want to purchase it somewhere, I don't know where, but it is available somewhere. It's on page 110. 110 is easy. 1, followed by another one, and then it goes down to the zero, 110, no? So, those who don't really feel they want to go into this, that's all right. Everyone, that's the primary rule, has to move in spiritual life according to his adhika. But there's one thing you must do. There is a meaning which Prabhupada has given us. No? O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. And that brings us to this slide again, and with this I will leave you. The temple of chanting. You align your body. You focus your mind. You avoid any distracting thoughts and repeatedly bring the mind back. Mana Samharanam. And now you go into Mantrata Chintanam. You bring this underlying mood of please engage me in your service. In prayer, it is known that sometimes prayers work very, very well when they are brief, very brief. And I like to go to Prabhupada's briefest meaning of the holy name, please. And I mean this, please. It's not please, la, 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 la. Please, listen. Please, I have something very urgent. You must hear me now. Please, I'm suffering so much. Please accept me. No, accept me as I am. No, just this, please accept me. And that will engage the most important function of you, my dear devotees, your heart. When your heart is with the lecture, you have no problem in being attentive. When your heart is not with the lecture and with the lecturer, it's a torture. You always look on the wristwatch. When is he finished with this torture? You know, when your heart is in your service, you don't feel the time passing. When it's no longer in the service, you just do it. When your heart is in ISKCON, you are happy with the services, with everything. When your heart is no longer with it, you are in a problem and have to find something where you put your heart in ISKCON. When your heart is in the sadhana, it's so easy. When the heart, the most important function, that's our emotions, our willing, our everything, you know, that heart, when it is again there, your spiritual life is, oh, wonderful, you are happy. What happened to you? I went on the japa retreat. I am not smiling. I don't know. My heart is with the chanting. That comes when you do Mantrata Chintanam. When you prefer to be dull and not chant, you will lose your heart. You will lose your heart connection, I wanted to say, and everything will be difficult. Make your life easy in bhakti. Be focused with your body, disciplined, focused with your mind, and then you bring your heart by meditating about the meaning. More about this later at the hill, but for now, let us chant, and sorry it took so long, but it's so early perhaps. Okay, now everyone, with some heart, let us take shelter in Gauranga Mahaprabhu by the Panchatattva Mahamantra and Nityananda and the whole, everyone, and then chant. Please join me. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shiva Sri Yohad, Yohad, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please accept me. Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna. Brief time. My dear devotees, to absorb ourselves and finally to arrive with chanting with bhakti, there are instructions regarding the body. Baladev Vidyabhushana in a commentary to Vedanta Sutta says, chanting japa and praying should be done in sitting. And we have this japa tape where Prabhupada says, sit properly. I remember once my older brother sat before him like this. You know, I also need to do it because I'm just curing a knee ailment. So Prabhupada said, he interrupted his lecture and said, don't sit like this. And Prabhupada, my brother looked at him, he couldn't understand. So Prabhupada went like this, don't sit like this. Sit properly. So there are many instructions in this. You should not shake with your beads. You should not shake your head. Of course not, but sometimes we see this. And many instructions regarding the physical dimension of chanting. We like to make it simple. Here, sit properly, please. Then you move on to the focus. As the mind, we have heard inattention or a wandering mind is the cause of all the other apparats, that is in Harinam Chintamani, so you be present. And then you move on to the heart, that is more the devotional aspect in you, no? Where you connect with the meaning of the mantra, with the Lord, with a relationship to Him. And here the meditation on the meaning of the mantra is very good. So I recommend you, this is so super simple, because when we practice, we cannot have many, many things. Do a body check, do this now, do you sit properly? Oops. Sorry. And now for the remainder, we have about half an hour. Let us focus and be attentive with our mind and also think of the meaning of the mantra. We will put on the simple meaning again, so in case it slips your mind, you can just go back to it. I wish you a wonderful half an hour, and I will be back with sound. I will address you and when we close. And I have a nice surprise for you today. Please let us chant. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sari Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama. Dear devotees, let me just say something on a personal note. It's so nice to chant with you. Really, it's so heart touching to see how you're trying. I'm really thinking that all of you will be blessed by Giriraj, who sees your good endeavors. We will now stop this japa session. I would just like and make the arrangements so that we can do our Guru Puja. I would just like to request you, could you please all come forward? I wish to show you something on our in our installation. Is that a Radhika? Oh, Radhika. Can you see there is a change?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it is a lila of Radha and Krishna that they play daily. It's called, if I remember correctly, Chopar. Chopar? Chopper. It is a game of dice. You can see there's a dice board, and Radharani addresses Krishna. Krishna, you are good in cow herding and these rough things, but for this game you require a little intelligence. So it is very joking, very blissful. Katha, you see there are some refreshments there, fruits and so on, nice cloth, nice seats, two nice seats, the divine couple are facing each other, and they have wages, you know. Krishna has to wager his peacock, and Radha hen and doe and all kinds of wages, including the flute. You know, it's a very tough chopa game. I request you to make some time to look at these things. Those who are there in the evening know that before the kirtan, there's always an explanation of the leela. We tell the leela, but for now, please appreciate. It's beautiful, no?
Yes.
It's in the night when you all sleep. Some devotees, according to ancient traditional descriptions, make this arrangement. What was yesterday? Do you remember?
Julan,
the swing, no? Good. Many more come, not many, but for each day something comes. So it will be explained in the evening. Fine. Having said this, we will now arrange everything for the Guru Puja. You might go where the floor is a little warmer on your mattresses. Hare Krishna. And you know, at 7:30 sharp, Gauranga Darshan will start with his wonderful presentation on Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Hare Krishna.